Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, January 28th. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network, Satellite 997, that's SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise starting at 7:30 a.m., then the video auction at 8 a.m. Central Time. They'll be offering 27,850 head, including 7,800 yearling steers, 5,300 yearling heifers, 9,600 weaned calves, and almost 5,000 beef dairy crosses as well. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, visit the website superiorlivestock.com or, as always, for information, call 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock, 800-422-2117. Superior thanks everyone for the great support of Bell Ringer 2021, and they invite you to check out this next auction coming up January 28th. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Live cattle and feeder cattle futures were mixed here. The live cattle actually closed higher on the day with February up 52 at 117.05. That's a pretty significant bit above where the cash is currently trading at 111, 112. So $5 here, and we got about a month left till those two converge. April, you step all the way up to 123.07. You know, they tested that 120 about three or four times over the last couple of months and finally broke through it just the other day, and now we're at 123.07. Now, today's high was 123.70, and the previous high on the April was 124.50, so that's kind of the next resistance level. About $1.50 away from current prices. June's up 52 at 119.35. Feeder cattle, on the other hand, were down hard. January finished down 95 at 135.60. That contract goes off the board on Thursday. March's were down $2.72 to 142.10 was the low. Actually, they're going to close at 142.12. April's 230 lower, and out in August, about 152.50, down $2. It looks like the feeder cattle futures contracts are responding to the sharply higher corn as that works back toward the highs. But again, a dollar to just over $2 lower on the feeder cattle. And then the February hogs today ended up the day down 15 at 70.47.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale, Saturday, February 6th at 1 o'clock at Messner Ranch near Slapout, Oklahoma. This sale will feature 150 Hereford and Angus bulls and 60 Hereford and Angus pairs. To view an online catalog and videos, go to www.dvauction.com or call 580-552-1555. It's the Messner Ranch annual production sale, Saturday, February 6th at the ranch, 6 miles south and 11 miles west of Laverne, Oklahoma.
The grain futures continue to be really impressive here, led by the soybeans. March beans up 28 cents at 13.71 and a half. May's up 28 at 13.71. November new crop soybeans up 19 at 11.49 and a quarter. And then this morning we had a just over 1.3 million metric ton corn sale announcement to China, which we were higher overnight, but we really got strong after the open this morning, with March up 19 and three quarters at 5.31 and a quarter, and then December new crop up 9 and a quarter at 4.44 even. And then both wheats, Kansas City and Chicago, were higher, with Chicago March up 16 and a half, July up 12 and three quarters, and then Kansas City March up 13 at 6.40, and July at 6.40 up 11 cents. So that wheat just tagging right along. Cotton was a little disappointing here today, with March down 61 at 81.72. It's kind of the story with these grains has just been the number or size of exports we've seen through China, and then the Russian wheat crop and their export tariff, where they're not going to export, or they're trying to limit exports anyway through June 30th until they get that new crop here, and that's really helping us here in the United States. Currently, the Dow Jones is slightly higher. It's up about 23 cents here, 23 points at 30,892. And March crude's down 17 at 52.60.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.